Loving and gracious God, may the words that I speak, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There were two questions from the passage which has been read to us. Who do people say I am? But what about you? Who do you say I am? And the theme this morning that I would want us all to reflect on is the second question. Who do you say I am? A question can change your perception of things. In the early 80s, when I had given my life to Jesus, one of my sister's friends took great interest in nurturing my faith. Every single day, she used to ring me and ask me, "Have you had breakfast? What was it like?" And I would tell her what I had for breakfast. Then she would ask again, "And have you had breakfast with the Lord? And what was it?" Meaning, have you had a devotion with the Lord? And I would tell her what I had had. Whenever she asked that question every single morning, she was looking forward to sharing what passage I had read. Have you had breakfast this morning? And have you had breakfast with the Lord? Maybe you're all like me, not breakfast people. By the time I sit down to have my breakfast, it's about 11. Sometimes I skip breakfast, and then it's a big lunch. Sometimes, depending on how I feel, it's very early or late, but at least each day I eat. Even if I'm fasting from 6 to 6, at least there is a time that I break my fast and I eat. So I do eat. Do you eat? Do you eat? Do you eat? Do you eat the Word of God? When we read the whole of Mark's Gospel, we are able to establish Mark as the writer, how he confidently knew about Jesus. Right at the beginning of chapter 1, he tells us that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ being the Son of God is one of his divine titles. In the same gospel in Mark, when we read during the crucifixion of Christ, we remember the Roman centurion and what he said, witnessing how Jesus had withstood all the suffering, the pain, the beating, the slapping, the spitting, crucifying him, yelling out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing," saying to that thief, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Eloi, Eloi, sabachthani. All those words that Jesus spoke on the cross. The Roman centurion says this: "Surely, this man was the Son of God." By that time, he had had that conviction that surely that man is the Son of God. That voice that came from heaven, the voice that says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." I tell you, if you are having breakfast or lunch or dinner, if you're like me, if in the middle of the night you feel hungry and you wake up and eat, whatever time you eat, the Lord is pleased with you. Same as you would eat normal food, You can dine on the Word of God anytime. Here in the passage read to us, we can see how Jesus' own disciples had been perhaps slow to acknowledge him, to establish who he is. And Jesus asks this question, who do people say that I am? Was Jesus being self-conscious at this point in his ministry? Or perhaps Jesus could sense that people were talking about him. However we want to understand that question, who do people say that I am? He wanted to know. And had my followers heard what is being said about me? Of course, the answer came, some people think that you are one of the prophets. Some people think that you're Moses or Elijah. But Jesus had been performing miracles, feeding the 5,000, healing, casting out demons. Perhaps that Jesus wanted to hear, are people really getting it? All that my Father is working through me, are the people getting it? Have you got it? What do people say about me? And so then the question becomes even more direct. And what about you? What about you that I have been walking with you? What about you that I have been ministering with you? What about you that you are with me? What do you say about me? Who do you say about Jesus? What is his role in your life? Mark's gospel, as read to us, presents Jesus in the context that he is a servant. He is that action man. He is the Son of Man who must suffer, who must face rejection, who must be crucified. But he overcomes death. And the victory to overcome death becomes an eternal gift of salvation to all who call upon him. This Jesus is the one who wind and wave obey him. Remember that passage in the gospel when they were in the boat and there was a storm and their faith, they were really so afraid. How could you go to sleep, Lord, when our life is at risk? And Jesus stands, commands, be still. And there was calmness. That is that Jesus. He is that Jesus who, when that woman with the issue of blood for over 12 years touched the hem of his garment and that bleeding instantly stopped, that power that came out of Jesus caused healing instantly. He is the Christ who speaks and the blind receive their sight. The paralytic is able to walk again. The one with the fever gets his healing. He is that Jesus who, when he prays over just a little boy's lunch, that becomes a miraculous food to feed a whole multitude. What about you, says Jesus? Who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to you, beloved? What do you have to say about him? What is your conviction about Jesus? What is it that makes you want to come every Sunday? Who is Jesus to you? What about you? Has he become that friend that you can always call upon? Has he become that one who, when nobody is there for you. You have the assurance, the conviction in your heart that he is with you. Moses wanted to know and says, when I go and I am asked, who sent me? What shall I say your name is? I am, says the Lord, is my name. Emmanuel is his name, the Lord who is with us. Who is he to you? We heard about Cam's testimony. For her, this Christ has become a reality through the word of Scripture and has enabled her to continue and to make a step of faith, to be part of a Christian family. Cam's first statement as she shares her testimony, I have always been an atheist. But I believe if I were to ask her, who is he to you? The titles of Jesus would probably be more. Who is he? What about you, says Jesus? Who am I to you? I pray the Lord will continue to speak to us through the power of his Spirit, to grant us the grace to grow in faith, to bless us with all the abilities that we can reconnect with him again through our prayers, through the reading of his word, in all things, everywhere, that we would never shy away, but can confess that you are the Christ, as it was revealed to Peter through the power of the Spirit. May God bless us to the hearing of his words. Amen.